email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now listen to Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan talking to Tony O'Donoghue.
Can't you walk up?
You are.
We're going. Let's go.
Turn the world round. Shut the show down.
Yeah, come on, you girls of green. They're going to the World Cup. Well, they're there in Australia already. Thursday morning, we'll see Vera Pauw, Katie McCabe and their team take on Australia at 11 o'clock our time. Group B is the first ever game at the FIFA Women's World Cup. But tomorrow night on RT1, the Road Down Under charts the Irish women's team's journey through qualifying for their first ever major tournament. Ross Whittaker has become one of Ireland's most celebrated sports documentary makers, and he joins me now in studio. Congratulations again, Ross, on a great sports documentary. I really enjoyed it and I found it really informative. And I think a lot of people will watch it tomorrow night because they want to know more about this team that we're going to be supporting over the coming weeks.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have started to get to know them in the last year or two. And you know, RTE are in the news a lot, but one of the great things RTE did was get behind that team and show all their matches. And that's allowed us to build an understanding of who they are, get to know their stories and so on. But I suppose still probably quite a lot of us have only scratched the surface. So hopefully this documentary kind of gives you a crash course on who they are and why we should be supporting them.
Yeah. And the growth in support for the sport has grown exponentially over the last 5 years, hasn't it?
It's huge. I mean, I tried to make a documentary with them about 5 years ago. And I remember going along to one of the first games that was actually featured in the documentary is against Ukraine at home, the start of the Euro qualification. And there was hardly anyone at it, really. You know, there's a good portion of diehard fans that would go to the games. But now most of the matches are sold out, you know. So like even in that small amount of time that Vera Pauw has been there, it's gone from half full stadiums to sold out. So people have gradually got to know them and are getting behind them.
And 80,000 people on that.
Yeah, well, that's so another level.
Because Tala holds what?
It's about seven, right. I think, about 7,000 or 8,000. So yeah, 80,000. And I think, I mean, hopefully at least half of those will be green shirts, you know, which I suspect it will be. And they actually, as you probably know, they moved stadium to incorporate the Irish fans once they knew it would be Ireland against Australia. So what a great start to the tournament. And, you know, the Aussies will be going in there as big favourites and in front of their home fans. And I think all the pressure's on them. So it'll be quite exciting to see how the Irish team get on.
Yeah, a lot of people are remembering 1994, Giant Stadium, New York. The men's team played Italy. And to everybody's surprise, it was a sea of green.
Yeah.
And of course, we beat them 1-0.
Well, this team as well, like, you know, they have been through so much. You know, when I started kind of planning this documentary over the last several months, I was thinking, well, I should interview some of the ex-players who can talk about what it was like before. And then the more I thought about it, like people like Louise Quinn and Niamh Fahey and even Katie, who's relatively young, have been in and around the Irish squad themselves for over a decade. You know, so they almost are the ex-players. Like, and they have taken it from essentially, you know, the amateur days through to this, you know, professional era. And I think it gives them so much kind of backbone. Do you know what I mean? Like they are just, they're so real. They're so together. And I think they're going to be kind of happy to take on anyone.
And that backbone thing is hugely important. And it comes across in the documentary because they've had their disappointments along the way. And in the European qualifiers, that game against Ukraine, and they went out in the most tragic of fashions, didn't they?
I mean, what a low point. Because, you know, I suppose I felt when we started making it, well, they got to some real low points here. Like that Ukraine match, you know, during COVID, so there's no one in the stadium. You know, there's only the bunch of you that are there, really.
Yeah.
And then to go out to kind of an own goal against a team you really, really should beat.
But it wasn't one of those deflection on goals.
No, poor Áine O'Gorman. Like it was just a little mistake between the defender and the goalkeeper, Courtney Brosnan, and it just trickled in and it's just painful. And it's funny, it almost echoes the trickle in that got us to the World Cup from Amber Barrett.
You couldn't call that a trickle in, though. You couldn't call that.
Toe poke.
That was an amazing goal, which we'll come to.
Yeah.
So from that disappointment and then that famous story about our ladies' team, our women's team, having to change in the loos in the airport to give their tracksuits back.
Yeah.
Like that was a low point.
That's incredible. I mean, that's only what, you know, it's only about 5 years ago, 2017. So like to think what they have done in that time to go from just, you know, not even being considered at all. And what I love about it is they backed themselves. You know, they said, if you get behind us, we're going to qualify for something. They knew even at that point where they hadn't really been very close to qualifying that they had it in them. And the FAI did get behind them. And then the pressure's back on them. It's like to actually do it and perform. And they've done it. So like, it's I just think that they're incredible people.
I suppose
really.
Part of their deal was delivering Vera Powell, was it?
Yeah, well, they had Colin Bell. And funny enough, when Colin was there, I talked to them about doing a documentary. Yeah. I had a feeling they were going places. But yeah, Vera obviously came in. And I think it was getting a coach in that would inspire the players, that would feel, you know, that they'd appointed someone that had been there, had the level. And that just, I suppose, shows an extra bit of, I suppose, credit to the team that they FAI believed in them too. You know, it's kind of like a lot of things in life. If someone believes in you, it gives you huge confidence.
Of course,
and it makes
yes.
you, and then it makes you want to do it. So, yeah. And I think that that's probably what's happened with the Irish team over the last few years.
Yeah, and you covered the fact that Vera shared her story about being raped when she played with her home team, Holland. And that, in a way, you could see how that must have strengthened them as well, shored them up, because here was their coach sharing this very personal story and sharing a vulnerability.
Absolutely. And one of the things about the team, I think, is that they just seem to kind of be so open. And, you know, and so accessible. And after every, I know it sounds like a small thing, but after every single game, they'll go and sign every single autograph and take a photo with every single fan that wants one. And they speak about who they are. So many of the team are openly gay. You know, they just, everyone is kind of welcome at their matches and around them. And they do a huge amount of work, like going out and doing charity work. Like anytime they're home, they're appearing at things. And Vera, every time she comes over, seems to like get involved in some like young girls tournament. You know what I mean? So like, that's who they are. They're open. They want to inspire. And Vera is definitely a big part of that.
So you have a lot of the main players in the documentary. So you spent a good bit of time in their company.
Yeah.
Were you impressed?
Oh, they blew me away. I have to say, it's probably the most emotional bunch of interviews I've ever done. And I cried myself several times sitting there in the interviews, which is quite embarrassing. But you're sitting there and you're crying and you're hoping they're not going to cry and so on. But yeah, they just have a great story. And so many of the interviews are actually very prolonged, like an hour or more. And it's just, they have so much to say. Mm. And a couple of the team said, you know, well, I never thought anyone would be making a documentary about us. Yeah. Like, and we've never been asked some of these questions, you know, so they're ready to tell their story. It's the right moment. They've achieved so much, and I just feel like really privileged to be capturing that.
Mm. Somebody says, I don't know if it's Tony O'Donoghue or George Hamilton or somebody else, says that you know, this is one of the big stories. It could have been Jackie Hurley. This is one of the big sports stories in our history as a nation.
I think it is.
Just the qualifying.
I think it's huge. Like, you know, I just think the journey they've been on, because they've done this, the next generation don't have to do it. They don't have to go on strike. They don't have to change in the airport toilets. You know, they don't have to kind of talk about who they are. You know, they've paved the way and they've broken down all the barriers. And to me, that's huge. You know, the idea that girls and young boys will be looking up to Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan, all the rest of the great players that we have over the next few weeks and wanting to be them. Mm. Like, that's just off the charts.
Yeah, because it's like, it's only 4 years ago that that campaign, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, if you can't see it, you can't be it.
Mm.
And now we, you know, everyone will be able to see this.
Yeah.
And that's happened so quickly.
Unbelievable. And like, I think I just said to you off air, I was driving over here past four or five billboards that have the Irish team on it. You know, a couple of months ago, that was Katie Taylor and Kelly Harrington were on those billboards. Yeah. Everywhere you look now, you're seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, Rachel Blackmore was over in the UK last year in Manchester. Gigantic Rachel Blackmore billboard, you know, for the Grand National. So, like, we are seeing it now. And it's definitely, you see it, like, at the matches, there's so many young girls. You drive around any housing estate in Ireland, there's young girls out playing football. The gyms can hardly, you know, move for girls coming in to do boxing. Like, that's something I've been hearing. Like, there's huge numbers of girls in the boxing gyms. It's incredible.
As a documentary maker, like, the end to this qualifying story was just like nearly unbelievable. It happened, obviously, but it is what movies are made of, isn't it?
Oh, it's astonishing. Like, I mean, and we're talking about Amber Baird here, like, you know, incredible person from Donegal, whose mum was from Creaslaw, and even her own story, you know, like, she's really struggled to make it as a pro footballer, and she's been in and out of the Irish team on the bench and so on. But she's always said, I will score goals. And she's always said that to Vera. And so when the moment came that week, off she went.
And the first voice you'll hear in this little clip from the documentary, from Ross's documentary, is the voice of Vera Powell talking about that goal that got the team. to the Women's World Cup, which starts on Thursday morning.
She came to me and she said, "Fiwa, if you put me on, I'll do it for you." As I left the bench, one of them shouted, "Do it for Donegal." That never left my head for the next 30 minutes. I just remember Niamh Fahey just heading the ball clear.
She's crushing it down to Denise.
As soon as she got the ball, I was gone. It was the best pass in Denise's career.
And Barrett's giving herself a chance here.
Go on, Amber. Go on.
Amber Barrett in on goal. Amber Barrett makes the move through. That was sheer brilliance from Amber Barrett.
And it was.
It was brilliant. What a goal.
Yeah.
And what a way to do it. And what a person to be at the centre of it. You know what I mean? And it just felt like it was written then. You know,
then
that's the next thing Vera says.
And she kissed the black armband.
Yeah.
It was just... Yeah. It was something
special. I can't watch that bit without crying. I have to say, yeah, like, I don't know how many times I've watched it. Always shed a tear.
I was sitting on the couch this morning, big tears rolling down my cheeks. But amazing. And again, something like that gets them stronger, doesn't it, as a team?
I think so. Like, I think everything they've been through is just phenomenal. And I think it's just bonded them so much. And a lot of these women have known each other since they were girls. They played, you know, we had a very successful under-19 team years ago. Chloe Mustaki, Katie McCabe were in that team, and others were in and around those squads and those underage teams. So they've actually been together a very, very long time. And I think that has bonded them as well.
Okay, so I remember looking it up. Australia in the top 10s ranking, aren't they, in the world? We're around 20, 21, 22 in the ranking. What do you think about Thursday morning? What are your predictions?
Well, we're the outsiders.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of quotes in the doc. Like, one is, you know, Diane Caldwell says, "We're outsiders, but we've been outsiders all our lives." And then the other one is Katie McKay, who's like, "We love being the little underdog." So, you know, why not? I mean, I think, you know, in Australia are playing really well. They had a great result against France during the build-up to the
warm-up,
World Cup, and France are obviously a very good side. So, like, they're very good, but I feel like the pressure's all on them, you know, and why not? Like, football's a funny game. We've beaten a lot of teams 1-0 over the years, both in the women's team and the men's team. So, you know, here's hoping. But, you know, I think no matter what, they're worth a team that are very much worth getting behind, and they're going to give it their all.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, 9:35, after the main evening news, well, the 9 o'clock news, The Road Down Under, and highly recommended from here. Another great sports documentary from Ross Whittaker. Ross, congratulations. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man. Ray. Appreciate it.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.